The coronavirus has swept like fire through nursing homes across the country, infecting and killing thousands of people. In West Virginia, approximately half of the coronavirus deaths in the state are linked to nursing homes. Emily Corio reports on this deadly trend and efforts in the state to contain it.
Joni Rowe's mom, Marie, is among residents at Sundale Rehabilitation and Long-Term Care in Morgantown who have tested negative for coronavirus. Sundale had the state's first documented outbreak of coronavirus in a nursing home when multiple residents tested positive in March. Rowe and her siblings saw their mom in person this month for the first time in weeks when they met briefly under the portico of the nursing home.
Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy
she had her mask on. She came out. She was happy to see everyone. She made sure she came over and looked at each one of us in the eye. and she told us all that she loved us. Of course, we shared that.
Everyone wore masks and followed social distancing guidelines. It was a brief and bright moment in an otherwise dreary day after weeks of isolation for Rowe's mom.
As soon as she heard that there were people that she knew tested positive, she got really upset and worried. And of course, you know, all the residents are watching the news, so they know what's going on.
For Debbie Hayes, the news came early in the outbreak that her mother, Betty, was among the first residents to test positive for coronavirus in March. Hayes called multiple times each day for updates. She wasn't allowed to visit. In early April, her mother's health declined. She was transferred to a local hospital and died on April 7th. The mother of two and grandmother to seven was 89 years old.
She was a wonderful mother and a wonderful wife and homemaker. And that's the sad part because she had to die alone with no one around her after she had cared for everybody else. And that you don't really get to do what you would like to do to honor them at that time. And that's the hardest part.
Grief is something many people, including Hayes, are going through alone during the pandemic. Her mother, Betty Emery, was one of five Sundale residents who have died from COVID-19. Monongalia County's health officer, Dr. Lee B. Smith, worked with the nursing home to conduct widespread testing at the facility soon after its first positive case was discovered.
We had many people who tested positive, but were never symptomatic. And so if you didn't capture that individual by testing, you would never know. And so you wouldn't want to put someone in there as a roommate or let them have free access to the entire place because they would just spread it.
39 of Sundale's nearly 100 residents and 15 of its staff have tested positive. And when residents tested positive, Sundale's medical director, Carl Schrader, says they were isolated to one wing of the building. He says widespread testing and isolating positive cases saved lives, but efforts to control the spread of coronavirus in nursing homes don't end there.
So it shouldn't give us confidence that we're safe and to not continue our good infection control measures and screening protocols and just making good judgment about how we operate our buildings.
Schrader says he's worked alongside Sundale's infection preventionists throughout the outbreak, a position created at the facility in 2018. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Corio in Morgantown.